talking.
Let's start.
We're doing it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Art and Labor. I'm OK Fox.
And I'm Lucia Love.
Can we talk about Parasite for a second?
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Parasite happened, you guys. And the world is a tizzy. Can't believe another language movie won the big time gold man.
Amazing. The big gold. It is great. Bong Joon-ho
Made them kiss.
Yes.
Gay Academy.
That was, I just love him.
Mr. and Mr. Oscar.
I felt this way when Guillermo del Toro won, too. I'm just like, I just love him.
Oh, yeah. Nobody deserves it more, I think. Like, honestly, doing a great thing for cinema. I just have a hard time getting excited about awards.
Oh, no. The Oscars itself, trash. Hollywood, trash. Hate, do not like. Not a huge fan.
It's just really hard for me to get into it because it's kind of this, I don't know, anytime that an event is prized by the clothes that someone wears to the event,
yeah,
it's hard for me. I just don't, I can't, I'm vulgar. I don't care. I wear the same sweater with the same holes in it.
Just
because
like Bernie.
I don't even care.
You're just like Bernie.
You guys, I'm just like me and Bernie Sanders. Same.
No, well, seriously, I'm looking at your green sweater with a little hole in it at the top, and it's been reminding me this whole time of Bernie's blue sweater that has a little hole in it right under the shoulder.
Oh, matchy.
Literally.
Oh, my
gosh. He keeps wearing it, that little blue sweater.
I wish we could make our sweaters kiss. Oh.
You give Bernie a hug and the holes kiss.
Yes. Yeah, little tongues come out.
Oh, no, that's bad. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, I just took it there. Sorry.
It's like one of your paintings.
Yeah, I know. Hi, my brain is broken. You could buy a piece of it if you want.
But yeah, no. Of course, I'm not a fan of the fucking Oscars, but what's so fucking funny is...
Did you just call them Oskies?
The Oskies. I hate the Oskies. Not a fan. Not a fan of any of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood's. But the it's really funny watching rich people try to interpret Parasite.
Oh.
That's like so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Because they have it all flipped around. It's like this beautiful
like the movie is it passes into their consciousness and is twisted to the like, well, we just have to watch out who we hire as our chauffeur.
Right. It's either like, wow, these corrupt poor people are parasites,
or it's like, wow,
I'm terrified of poor people now.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, my gosh, it isn't like weird at all that a rich person would just like, bring in a staff and. You know, make them run.
Yeah, they were like,
life.
Oh my God, I felt so horrified. Like, wow. All my horrors come true.
Oh my gosh, I could be paying someone minimum wage and maybe they don't like me and they're just doing it like to survive or something. And they go back to their gross house. Ew.
And then they pierce the veil with their smell. I totally related to
the
that.
The smell thing really got people.
I mean, it's so good. The movie is fucking brilliant. It's hilarious. Like this morning, this guy, Neil Brennan, who sold like Chappelle Show to Comedy Central.
Yeah.
He's like a very like on the successful end of like comedy people.
Big showrunner.
He was like, yeah, he had like a thread today that was like... I guess I just don't get Parasite. He was like...
Yeah. Like... Well, I don't know. It was a little hard for me to get into it because, I mean, like, I watched the movie and I was like, yeah, this is a good movie. Like, yeah, good movie. I liked it. Yeah, it's all right. But then it was hard to get to the place where everyone was freaking out. Like, oh my God, I live in the desert. And like, this is my first drop of cinematic water that I, you know, it's like, dude, I don't know, man. I mean, like, yeah, I guess like it was,
Well, I mean, that is true good, for a lot of, that's literally true for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it just seemed like kind of sad though, that it was like the response was so aching and like so much desire was being thrown into this. So it was like, yeah, I mean, it was okay.
It was the tight
project.
The discourse around it, like it, there's like this certain type of like K-pop fandom that absorbed it as
It's different. I mean, like if you follow Korean cinema,
this is like, totally separate. This is just Twitter shit. This is literally just like,
well, no, I mean it's kind of connected though.
Yeah.
Because there is a scene that is specifically excited, and I like, you know, I mean, I guess like I'm super into Korean horror and everything. Like,
yeah,
I like how much twisted zombie movies are coming out of the scene, and like, you know, I guess like, I don't know, I like a lot of things. So for me, I just thought, you know, it's weird that people are acting like there's not more than one narrative coming out of this scene or something.
There's it's constructed to be this way. Like, yeah, that's what's so cool about the movie. It's like, but it is funny to watch rich people out themselves.
Oh yeah,
it is very, very funny.
Yeah.
I also saw Joker for the first time.
Oh, you watched Joker?
I watched Joker.
Like, I saw your posts. You were like, actually, I am the Joker.
I'm the Joker now.
Yeah, it, I'm the right? Joker now. It gets you.
I am the Joker.
I'm
the Joker now.
We're all the Joker a little bit.
I'm ready.
That's the thing. We've been
it reminded me of seeing Parasite.
That's why I kind of like, I saw Joker and then I saw Parasite, and I was like, oh, okay, I already got this whole class thing that the cinema is trying to, like, it's like everyone is going, hey, like poverty narratives are so this year.
Let's go.
So for me watching it, it was like, oh, weird. I feel like I'm being indoctrinated by a cinema trend, and I'm having a hard time losing myself in the narrative because I don't want to associate myself with someone who has to like kill to get somewhere.
He's twisted.
You know what I mean?
He's fucked up.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's like the Joker. Oh my God, you snap and then you kill because you're just a poor little alienated bummy bum. And then it's like, oh, well, okay, so then you're in Parasite, and it's like, you snap and then you kill because you're a poor little bummy bum. And I'm like, well, okay, same. Maybe just I have to stop now. But they're great movies. Like, I love them both, and I watch them both in theaters.
It's cathartic. It's cathartic.
And I whooped, and I screamed, and I clapped and
stuff. You don't have to do the murder.
But I just don't like what's happening with the trend. And I think we've talked about this kind of in relationship to like stuff that's going on in culture on like a larger front, where people are starting to realize that like issues of labor and like working conditions and living conditions and, you know, just the nature of our economy and all of this is interesting to people because they're actually suffering.
Yes.
And they want to see their needs addressed and met. And I do too. And it freaks me out when it's done with a spectacle instead of with substantive change. So that's kind of like where I come from when I watch a movie. And then I think like, okay, these are good, but you better not try to sell me anymore, because I go to a movie to watch robots fight. And then I go like to the polls because I want my tax dollars used in the right way.
Oof. I mean, it's fair enough. I think it's just like people are at the end of their rope, and like, you know, it's like,
oh yeah, I want some catharsis too. Like, I'm not trying to cancel anything ever.
Yeah,
I'm never really trying to cancel anything, but I'm just sort of looking at stuff like, all right, if this goes down a trajectory, I can see at the end of 2020, after like, you know, we go through this whole new renaissance of like, oh, gritty, class conscious action movies. I'm like, oh man, whoa, I can't wait to like have my reality mirrored on a big screen, and then I have no relief. And
I think we need a couple of utopian movies, to be honest. I think we need a couple of movies that like show.
Whoa. Great British Bake Off, the movie.
I mean, yeah, it's too nationalistic to be true. I'm more picturing like, I don't know. I don't even know how to imagine it. I want to see
a movie, and it's called Borderless, and it's about it's about like the international system of banks fail, but then people realize how to actually make a share economy, and at the end there's a big bake off.
I think I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because right now I'm all fired up. I'm like, I'm like, I know there's some fucking clear enemies out there that just really need to be like,
chuk.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. I want to see what what we build out of the ashes will be. I would like to see that.
Oh, yeah. Express. Oh, my gosh. I've been having such a time with people who are like, I love Bernie, but he's too old. What if he can't make it through 8 years? Because we really need a two-term president to get things actually set up. And I'm like, that's true. That's fair to assess. Like, in, you know, the position ages people.
Oh, yeah. The before after shots of presidents.
Yeah. And it is tricky, but I spent a little time thinking about it. I was like, okay, if Bernie has to be the president. Bernie has to be elected.
Let's go.
But it has to be just for this moment. It has to be that we prove that we can actually vote someone in who is talking about these issues, because none of the other candidates have any track record even remotely close to his. So we just need to prove with this one gesture that this is actually what we want.
Yeah, I don't know if we actually need 8 years to lessen the boot, if that's the goal. If the goal is to lessen
we need
the boot,
to show, we need to scare them. We need to be like, hey, you know what? Establishment blows. DNC can go and implode.
It's so beautiful that they'll never be able to like do their precious Iowa caucus. Like,
I know,
ever.
Over.
Oh my God. Iowa caucus. So wonderful.
You know, we should though bring a project to Iowa that, you know, probably an art fair in Iowa. So like, you know, because they'll be sad they don't have like a special thing where all of these like coastal elites come and tell them who to like think is good. So we can just replace it with art.
I mean, they've already tried to do that during the Cold War. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
It's, yeah, soft power.
I really do think that, like, once we do get on, like, a clear path to actual, like, single payer, not just, like, weird, you know, patchwork thing. If we have
not like ACA Obamacare,
or like giving not ACA Obamacare,
yeah, like let's just like slide back the benefits on social
and
security,
not just like stop gaps, like, not just like giving NGOs a bunch of money, like as much as I love and indebted to Planned Parenthood, I do not trust Planned Parenthood to be like unless it becomes truly owned by the public. I think,
or like all the NGOs.
That goes for all NGOs.
IUDs
yes.
to third world countries and kill people
exactly.
with them.
Exactly.
Stuff like, yeah.
Once we have actual like single payer, I do think it's going to change all the cities in a really interesting way that I think people aren't really thinking about. Like, I think a lot of kids our age move to New York because of weird patchwork job situations.
No, a lot of people moved here because it's the only place to live.
Right. But
like there's the existential void that fills your life outside of city.
Right, but we will get some vibrant ass communities in these smaller cities, in places like Iowa City, in places like all over the country, that I think if we just like have like like, I don't know.
I don't know either. Wait, like, how does it make it more exciting to live?
I don't know. I think a lot about, like, how, like, a lot of people were writing about, like, ooh, we really want artists and gay people to come because it raises everyone's property values.
Oh, my God.
And I think a lot about
that's
how...
That's so...
I think a lot about how, like, we have more, like, art sort of jobs here, and we have, like, actual, like, queer healthcare here. And if, like, those things existed in other places more, people wouldn't move here as much.
Oh, sure.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I get, you know, I agree that if we did have a more robust kind of like horizontal experience of an economy where people weren't struggling so hard that they felt they had to like group themselves according to these weird migration paths that are kind of, they're kind of like well documented at this point to like, I remember seeing some numbers that were like, oh, well, by 2030, like 80% of the world's population is going to be living in major cities.
Like, that's crazy to me. That literally can't happen.
Well, maybe it could, though. Oof. That's what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, you know, maybe things will kind of spread out again and everyone will feel comfortable living in a networked society where you can go online and you can find out what's going on in different places, and you can live in a smaller town and you can find your community more easily and you can actually like have property or whatever. But then there's so many other attributes to like the way that people are still funneling into large cities, and then that cities are becoming Tokyo, where it's like, you know, maybe people will spread out, or maybe people will burrow into the ground. I don't know.
Maybe the city will spread out is what.
Oh, the city like spreads anyway. Yeah. Maybe we're actually going to validate Jersey City.
Right.
But let's not make.
We're going to annex Jersey. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Our poor forgotten borough brethren.
Oh, my God.
No, never. Never. No, New Jersey's too good for New York. You know, it's where all of the really good talent comes from.
Wow. Shots fired.
I lived in Jersey City for a while.
Oh, interesting.
And there were shots fired.
Yeah.
There was a perfect little bullet hole in my window.
Hmm. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
That was like back in the day, you know?
Yeah, Jersey City, I feel like, is...
Newark and stuff. Oh yeah. My gosh.
Newark rocks. I love Newark. Jersey City, I like it fine. It's I don't know. It's just like I'm sick of the like
I'm gonna be like an old person and be like, you didn't see those places in the 90s, did ya?
I don't know. Yeah, everything's just turning into like what Williamsburg is now, which is like sort of like a nightmare to me.
Oh yeah. Well, at least it isn't Hoboken.
Yeah, fuck Hoboken.
Yeah, Hoboken is just filled with like Gap, even though Gap is dead. It's all the Gaps just went to survive in one long mall.
That made me think of the. Did you see the Pete Buttigieg like, here's what it looked like when Pete won, and it was all these like Old Navy models like pretending to celebrate.
I can't get the image of his stupid smiling face out of my mind.
Literally the smiler from Transmetropolitan.
Yes.
When
it was like all of the press was gathering around him as he was like, you know, leaving the caucus or whatever, and he's just smiling. Pete, how does it feel to be the winner? How does it feel to be the winner? And he's just sort of looking into the middle distance like he's a deprogrammed robot, and his face is like twitching. Oh God, I just hate him so much.
I really hate him.
Oh, I hate him.
I really hate him. Oh, I can't find this here. I think I can search it. I've gotten into like fights. I've been so fucking online.
Do people like him? Bad.
No, I don't.
Nobody
think so.
Likes.
I don't
him,
think
right?
any. I don't think he. I don't think he actually has a chance of winning. I think what his campaign is literally run on Wall Street money and platitudes, and then so he has the Wall Street money to reach people, and platitudes that people are just like, oh, okay, and like people, they just like listen to the last thing they heard.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, their campaign came to my door, so I'm gonna vote for them.
Right. Yeah. All of the undecideds who yeah. are like, oh, whatever. I don't know. Like, I'll vote for a squirrel if I see it on the way over. Yeah.
I found it. Oh my god. Look. I just want you to react to these fucking.
Right. Oh, let me see. The moment we realized we just made history. Oh, these little twerps are freaking out.
Just like. They're like eating the camera,
screaming, and their hands are over their like mugging eyes, it. And they're like, "Oh my god, Iowa for Pete, we love you, Petey." Oh my god, gross! One guy looks into the camera as he's smiling, like he wants you to see how happy he is.
Like they have a gun to their.
Yeah, he's like, "See, I'm doing it good, right? I'm really happy. I love this."
Like, what take do you think that?
Oh yeah, right. It turns out that the kids who were in the theater department at Iowa U are like really good at pretending to be happy.
Damn. They seriously look like a group of theater kids.
They yeah,
look
exactly. They do.
They have perfect skin
and like yeah, and they're teeth. Showing the fuck out of their teeth.
Yeah.
No. I just all right. The other thing I can't stop thinking about is the shape of democracy.
Oh yeah.
The shape that, of democracy. Yeah. Yeah, so the big problem that we're facing. Yeah.
The big problem. The big problem that we're facing is America the shape is facing of democracy.
The shape of our democracy.
What is the shape of our democracy?
fucking weird. What? That's the biggest problem. How abstract can you get? What kind of statecraft? Really? Nonsense. Yeah.
Just like hyper market tested.
Yeah. Like, the shape of that's true. I want it to be a good positive shape.
And that are a good shape. I want a shape to be good.
I don't want to think about healthcare or like the
I want our democracy to look like a yin yang, dude.
Wow.
Then it's like and there's like little dots where people are in the swirl. Oh, man.
Yeah, and it's like a little bit of like the opposite of you is in me. And that could be like everybody. And like then, like you wouldn't even have
like
illnesses
life, man.
Then.
And
yeah, because it's like a little bit black and a little bit white, too. Shit. Yeah, that's really the best shape.
That's the best shape.
It's the best one.
We're Taoist now.
Yeah. Taoist and Maoist.
Yeah, the world's own.
Yeah.
Religious Maoist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you see the yin and the yang principle can be applied in many Maoist disputes where it is the city and it is the rural community and it is population
honestly,
and
isn't
the landlord.
Actually, isn't there actually some Taoist or Taoist influence in Maoist? I don't know enough about it.
I mean,
there probably is.
I think the whole
there's some
effort
Confucian
to
influence.
Yeah, there. Well, I don't know enough about it either, so I'm not gonna try to start talking out of my ass.
Let's actually become Maoist.
Oh, I'm down.
Let's
yeah.
do it.
Well, so I have to finish up my Middle Eastern studies, and then I can get into Maoism.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. No, it's going to be sick. This is what's happening, you guys. We had the on-ramp to becoming an artist as a Maoist with all of those Frenchies who read Althusser.
Oh, right.
And started Support Surface, if you guys want to go back
into
our
and I'm already really into the Black Panthers and their Maoists.
So. Yeah, so there's lots of ways you can be, you know, they didn't necessarily have an strong fancy pants painting thing going connected to the Black Panthers, but they did make really good signs and stuff.
They made good signs and yeah, and there was other art.
And they had good, I mean, God, all the pictures of Panthers were badass. If you want to...
The uniforms.
Look, we can use you to make pictures of Panthers for us. No, but what would it be, though? Because we can't... Like, what's a cool animal? You know what I mean? It's like, we're the raging capybaras.
I love capybaras.
Everybody loves capybaras. That's their whole function in the world is to be the cuddliest, best animal that every other animal loves hanging out with.
What if it was like standard for us to have like nice like capybara, like you know how capybaras love like taking big deep baths? Like mm-hmm. maybe if like all of our bathtubs were like nice and big and deep, we would chill out a bit more.
That's true. Or we could just like you know, we could stop fixing the roads altogether and we could just let hot springs develop.
Would love there. That.
Yeah.
Would love
we
that.
We could let the subways just fill up with the rising tides from climate change.
That would be toxic.
Well, it would start out toxic, but all of the toxins would sort of like spew out into the sea. And then we could...
And kill the fish and make more toxins.
No, the fish would already be dead.
Oh, okay.
The fish... I mean, okay. God, the ocean's yeah, basically on their way to being dead. But...
Lost cause.
Squid are thriving.
They can adapt.
Yeah, squid are adapting well. So they can deal with, like, higher levels, I think, of, like, acidity in the water. And they also do deal well with, like, higher water temperatures. Oh. So there's going to be, like, tons of cannibalistic squid that we could eat.
Cool.
Cool. If we need to.
Cool.
And then we can just let the water just take over, flush out the toxins.
Is this our utopian movie?
And then start a hot spring in the subway.
That's like, I feel like the only utopian way.
Oh my gosh, it could be like a lazy river ride.
Oh, God. this is more like kind of working from a dystopia or like fixing a dystopia or something.
Well, yeah, because we
fixing
have
a dystopia.
We have
but that
to
is
account,
what we have right now.
Yeah, we have to account for reality, which
right,
is that
is a dystopia.
Yeah, apparently, like we're not doing so good out there, guys.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so let's take that as like the square one, and then see what we can do.
True.
It's sort of like you know we could get a lot of inspiration out of those house renovation shows.
Oh my God.
And just say like, okay, so this is what's your budget. Okay, well, you have enough to get
new
curtains.
Our budget is, we have a huge, we have this deficit, and nobody can decide, like, what the cutoff point for doing more or less of it is.
Yeah.
And it just sort of goes and goes and goes. And we owe China a bunch of money, but they're not really, like, banging down our door for it.
Well, how about this? We're gonna revamp a few things in your house, so you can just go stay in a hotel, come back later, and we'll surprise you with what we decide to do with your house, and you don't have any say.
All right.
Okay, great.
Cool. That's
well. Right. So we're gonna.
I signed the paperwork for this already, so.
Yeah, that's right. That's so. Everyone is in agreement here. This is how you expropriate.
Like Queer Eye for the countryside, but the, mm-hmm. instead of it being these weird like neoliberal dudes, it's like I don't know, a council.
Yeah. Well, there's actually we open it up, we crowdsource it. Actually, that's what the show is.
Oh my God.
The whole show is you know, we show people we pan across the city streets and then we zoom into different aspects. We're like, okay, here is all Whoa. Of these like broken ass, leaking buildings. Here's like the cracks in the street. Here's like all these places that don't have heat and stuff. Here's these restaurants
Is it like a bounty board?
Oh yeah, kind of.
It's like a bounty board.
Sort of, but it's not like people picking up and like taking a job. It's sort of like, you know, if you ever, it's like making a character, you know, and everyone is like clicking, they're voting for different attributes where, say you're looking at the cracked pavement mm-hmm. and then there's a few options. So it's like, hey, what do you guys want to do? You can write in stuff. Or you can say, like, fix it, don't fix it. And a bunch of people click on it, like, fix it. Yeah, fix it. We want to fix it. And then from there, the, you know, the staff of the show is like, oh, it looks like you guys want us to fix it. And then they do.
Okay.
And the whole show, because it's a show, you know, it's not real life or anything.
But it is real life.
But it is. It's reality TV. And we get to see that we voted, you know, we were like texting in what we want.
This is like, okay, this is like that reality show where they had like a bunch of children build a under the dome. Do you remember Under the Dome? We should watch that.
Wait, was that like, I remember there was like a project where all these kids build an airplane.
They like, it's not that they build it, they
that's a different thing.
They basically, it's like Lord of the Flies or something.
Oh,
but it's not. I think that they wanted it to be more like Lord of the Flies, but I think it ended up being like everybody.
So it's like We Live in Public.
It's sort of like We Live in Public, but it's like, yeah, it's all like teenagers and children living together and farming together.
Whoa.
And
that like, sounds fucked up.
It's yeah, I think it got canceled because it's like kind of fucked up. But I think like the kids, like it seemed mostly good to me. Like,
yeah,
it seemed like they like had a good time and sort of figured stuff out.
Oh, so it's sort of, yeah, so it's like Real World.
It's like the Truman Show.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like. It's like, it was a really weird show that was on for one season, I think.
Yeah, it's like Real World, but they work.
Yeah.
They have to work the land.
Yeah, they like, it was like sort of like a Mars colony experiment.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that's cool.
But filmed.
I don't know. The thing that I'm imagining is just people who like are actually on repair crews.
No,
already,
I know, but that's
there's
just
no
what,
child labor involved.
Right, right. This is,
like, or you can actually vote on that too. Maybe you can be like,
do children get a vote?
I want to see. Yeah. Oh, totally. Everybody gets a vote.
Didn't Bakunin want children to vote?
Oh, yeah, sure. Bakunin was like, I think my dog should get a vote. And he went out in the street and
Let's
he punched
go.
A cop
like
over and over again until they just took him away.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Yeah. He was like, I want my dog to vote. Punch, punch, punch. And they're like, dude, you gotta stop. You gotta get out of here.
Prison fucked him up, man.
It did. I'm not even kidding. He was just always scrapping, you know, for anything.
Fine.
He was like, who's going to fight me? Second he got out.
Meanwhile, Marx was just freaking out. He was just freaking out.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then Bakunin was like, Marx, get your ass out here.
And he's like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah. And Marx was like, I have like a lot of work that I'm like working on. Like,
I'm
my
working.
Thing. I'm like.
I'm working.
Look, I'm like writing this thing. It's gonna.
I feel
like it's gonna change stuff later, okay?
Don't you feel like sometimes they're like, it feels like they were like the literal embodiment of theory and praxis?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same
like,
thing
it's
with
so
all
funny.
All of these. It's like, it's all right.
It's
all right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all
you
good.
You can't change these people. Marx is not gonna go out in the street and get in trouble because he's a thinky.
The way he is.
He's a thinking boy.
Yeah, he's just gonna
and Bakunin is just gonna get all angry and he's gonna tussle around and
he's
gonna
mad.
Get on the front
That's
lines.
Just who he is.
He's mad as hell and he's not gonna take it anymore.
It's true.
And then that and but you need them all to make the international.
We're ready. Let's go.
Yeah. Fourth international. Fifth international.
Let's do it.
International 2020.
oh my god, one this person who like got mad at me for posting this meme. That said, LGBT, let's get Buttigieg to quit.
Oh, yeah.
And
I saw that.
And she was like, homophobic much. And I'm talking to my community. Are you? And she's like, yes. And I'm like,
how come I've never seen you at any shows
no.
then?
And then I was like, my community gives a shit about the death of Eric Logan. Does yours?
Ooh.
And then
dang.
She's like,
cut into the values.
She's like, that doesn't, like, I don't know. She was like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's,
she's like, obviously, I care about it too, but I'm just offended by anybody saying anything that has to do with
people.
She didn't.
She was like, what if I told you I'm not voting for Pete Buttigieg? And I'm like, then why are you doing free PR for his campaign literally all day,
for
20, like not just to me. I'm like, I looked at your timeline. You're just doing free PR for Pete Buttigieg, and you write for the fucking Advocate, and you do pieces like, why it's anti-LGBT to be against Israel and all this
what?
Stupid shit. I like, You're a plant. You're a fucking plant.
Yeah.
Like,
why, like, confuse the issue so...
It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. And then I'm like, and oh, because the thing, like, the thing I she just said,
want a CIA op for president.
Seriously, because the thing she said was like, oh, like, why don't you just skip the fucking, why don't you skip to the chase and just call him the F word? And I'm like, I quote tweeted it back to her, and I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. That would be a shitty thing to say. I'm just gonna keep calling him a rat.
Right. Yeah, it's like we're doing a fine job of illustrating.
And she was like, rat? You mean like vermin? Where do you and I'm like,
oh,
whoa, dude.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I didn't even touch that. I was just like,
yeah.
This is obviously somebody who's trying to build a narrative. I really truly think that person is trying to build some sort of narrative.
That's why they're on Twitter.
But then somebody else got it from that person and it went like sort of viral. Then I didn't feel, because I was sort of feeling bad. I was like, oh, I shouldn't be like fighting with people. Like, it's stupid. But then somebody else got into it with her and she wrote this whole thing. Like, oh man, I don't know if I can find it or not. But she was like, gay people, all these gays just want Pete to be like their perfect ideal gay, like death dropping to like a techno remix of The International.
Nobody wants that. I think actually a lot of people just want Mayor Pete to go away.
I literally wrote a thing. I was like, wow, do you ever like do you ever go so quote unquote progressive that you defend conservative values?
What is happening most of the time? Actually, that's what the progressive wing of the DNC is here. Seriously. For like, can't
that's
we be
Warren,
moral
camp, yeah.
relativists like far enough so that we consider that we might not deserve to live? Like, can't we just advocate for
seriously
like people who really want to clear the space out for a mansion and like really open up the room to some bay windows? Like, can't we just like get ourselves
she was like just because Pete's not the perfect gay person, all of these gay and it's like that's not what this
the
is about at all.
Identity stands need to quit.
Need to fucking quit.
Just relax, just take a deep breath. Your identity is safe. Your identity, your personal identity is yours. And the fact that people are critiquing the total lack of policy that this insane billionaire funded rat boy is like just running amok with.
It's so bad.
It's just like that is a separate issue. And the faster people can look away from the fucking tire fire that identity politics is becoming.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. I can't. It's just making me think of like how that article has been going around forever. I feel like it's been around for 10 years. It's like Elizabeth Warren is being erased out of the election because she's
oh
a woman. It's like
God.
She's not being erased. She is in a competition and she's losing.
Oh, do you want to talk about erased? Do you want to talk about like how she erased Native American people? Do you want to talk about how she erased the people
of
color?
No, she didn't. She brought big awareness.
Do you want to talk about how she erased like the voices of people of color in her campaign to the point where five of them like dropped out because they felt they were being too tokenized by her fucking campaign? Because they were. Because she literally speaks in platitudes. She thinks it's fucking radical or like interesting or like important for her to like pander to trans people by saying like, I will say the names of trans people and I will get a trans child to talk to my education secretary and make sure, and that will be the litmus test. And it's just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I know.
Just want fucking healthcare.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no. None of that. Because, like, that might take away people's, ability to profit. And I, you know, there's a lot of people in the industry, you know, the insurance industry. It's just a big industry.
We
don't know what to do about it.
On the inalienable rights of
insurance
markets.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many of them, and they're so boring. They don't know how to do anything else, so we have to leave this intact. What was the thing that Joe Biden said? He was like, he's called someone like a pony fucker or whatever, like a fucking
a pony show.
Yeah, like a you're just a like a little pony.
Listen here,
bitch.
Jack. Like a pony faced liar.
Yeah. It was like some incredible
listen, fat,
wet brain
do some
nonsense. Like I saw like a John Wayne cowboy movie where this sounded cool to me when I was five, and now I'm just saying like schoolyard insults from
a
bygone era.
My brain is so jelly that I've just become like a young boy again.
Yes, exactly. He's like completely regressed. And then it just reminded me because it was like talking about like concepts of like these out of touch people coming into contact with like the queer community and him just being like, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess at least there's maybe three genders or
there's
something.
Three.
I mean, you know, seems like there's
bless
a little bit more than I thought there was before. Anyway, there's a boy and a girl and a pony fucker, I guess.
Oh my God. Me and my.
It's like.
Back when we used to do, like, do something,
yeah.
We had this, like, bit. We had this bit we would do. This guy, like this guy who was like a bigot, but he's like he's like a bigot, but he knows, but he believes that there are three genders.
Yes,
like, he was like, yes. He was like, all right, you're either a man or a woman, or you're a trans man, or you're a trans woman, or you're an other. That's it. And that's it.
And you keep adding, or you could be this percent. Or this percent. Oh my God. It just reminded me of so I was like looking at this old diagram. It's from I think it was like from the 50s. And it was like these different drawings of women and the woman is sort of like a certain percentage shaded in. So
ugh,
the one
the
where it's like
are so stupid.
Yeah, so it's like the one where the whole entire woman is shaded in.
Oh
that's
God.
A pure lesbian. Jesus. One out of every
all the
20
gingerbread. It's called so in the yeah, people talk about how fucking stupid these things are. They call it like the gingerbread
Yeah.
Person.
It's like yeah, where you could literally
so
it's
stupid.
Like well, and then in the next diagram only your head is a lesbian.
Yeah, and only your genitals are a lesbian.
Yeah,
like,
no,
whatever.
Well, then yeah. You can be half and half and you're split vertically down the middle. So it's like your
right.
Left side is a lesbian.
Yeah, it's just so fucking stupid.
It's amazing. I love, oh my God.
There's no line in the sand.
I mean.
People understand.
I love it. No, there isn't a line in the sand, but there is a line in the lady.
Ah.
Yeah, it's all right. Nobody is gonna get it. They're just going to have,
fine.
Like, a really confusing time in college when they get crushes on their friends.
Oh, my God.
And then hide it. Repress it for the rest of your corporate lives.
Yeah. That's the thing. This stuff, it changes.
We're
moving parts all
the
time.
Can you imagine being a conservative and then you work in an office? And you're, like, not just, like, a conservative, but you're, like, I am straight, I am married, and you're walking around this office and it's like everyone is just dressed all sexy and you're like stuck in a room with them all day. I wouldn't be able to handle it. I would just be like, ma'am, I really like your pumps. Do you want my coffee? Yeah, you're hurting me.
I mean,
so
that was
beautiful.
The culture. That was the culture of the 50s. That's all.
Yeah, totally.
Like
I mean, like, I can't, but people
like
are
secret
still.
Secret families and shit.
Yeah. I just, like, can't imagine go like actually filling those shoes because I've never had to lie about anything. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, wow, this is what I like. Oh, you think it's weird? Sorry.
No, okay, so people have really stupid anti-identity politics critiques. Where they just like refuse to believe that like white and straight are identities.
Oh,
also,
yeah,
like they're just like, and so I feel like that's why like you get these like sort of are stupid poll
mm-hmm.
sort of like psychos who are just like racist in different ways,
yeah,
or transphobic in different ways or whatever, because they're just like, well, I'm default and everyone else should just be default.
Right.
And
yeah, why can't you see, like, I've assumed the position. No, what if everything's just really fluid and you see stuff that you like and you don't know where it's going to come from?
It's very fun to be fluid.
Yeah.
Everyone should try it.
Oh, wow. I was, like, watching a bunch of Bee Gees stuff last night.
The Bee Gees are hot.
They're amazing. They're amazing. But I noticed, like, over the decades, because I was like, oh, yeah, I haven't, you know, I periodically will just reacquaint myself with their work and their, like, insane, like, weird they angel have some voices.
Fun, yeah, they have some fun, weird videos, like, music yeah. videos. Like, Idea, the video for Idea mm-hmm. is really neat.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I mean, they really were, like, pushing some boundaries in a way also that doesn't, that, it's like they didn't use aggression in a way that a lot of other people will think, like, oh, I'm doing something new, so I'm, like, really cutting into people or, like, doing something offensive. Mm-hmm. They were always, like, just towing this weird line of, like, oh, we're really about love, you know? We're really, like, trying to love each other. Yeah,
they're nice.
And,
it's
like,
nice.
I mean, they had their issues. Yeah. But
they're brothers. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way that they, like, I don't know what was happening with their junk. But I was watching it over the decades.
Wow.
I was like, wow, they really, like, they figured it out pretty early on, I think, to, like, it was like they had a roll of socks in there or something, because every single one of them, like, had a dick that was, like, going across their thigh at some point. And I was like, well, yeah. That is, where does that end?
Yeah, well, that was, like, disco. Like, disco was just, mm-hmm. like, that crotch look.
Yeah.
Just everyone needed to see that you were ready.
In, like, white pants.
Yeah.
And just, like, high contrast.
Totally.
And it's, like, thinking we don't really have that now. Or, I mean, like, I don't know. Well, I don't really see
it
that.
It reminds me of,
like,
Tom of Finland stuff.
Totally.
Like, that stuff's so hot.
Yeah. And it was, it was just so, like, it's, like, so iconically gay, but it's also, like, that kind of, it's, like.
It's flamboyant and fun.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah. It's great.
It's great. Look, here, if you want
to
win.
Sexuality rocks. Everyone needs to just fucking. Yeah.
Just, like, let it happen, though. Hey, you know what? If you don't have a dick, but you want to look like you do, just put some socks in there. Just for fun. Just sometimes.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe
it's called
I could...
packing. It's cool.
Yeah. Just, I mean, pack it up.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's cool.
Or whatever.
I mean, whatever. You can also, yeah, I mean, there's other things you could do. Like, I like to have a flat chest appearance, so I wear a binder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm trans.
Yeah.
I yeah, like I said on the last episode, I, like, thought about getting surgery, but I feel like I'm one of those gays who are like, I don't want to get married in my state till it's legal in every state. I feel like I'm like, until it's legal everywhere, I kind of want to wait.
Yeah,
like,
I just, like, I forget about having a body, and then I wear,
that's nice.
I'm like, I kind of set it and forget it, you know? My whole thing is like, I love a shower. And I take a shower and then I'm like, okay, time to put on a burlap sack. And then I'm just like, I don't have a body, guys. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, unless
Come
you
on.
Want to. Someone out there could
that.
Worry about me having a body.
I get that too.
You know, I could handle it. Anyway, damn, how far off track have we gone?
Well, we got into, like, you know, yeah, we're trying to tell everyone to be gay and trans.
Oh yeah, be whatever you want, honestly, on any given day. I have
but
my straight
okay
days too.
I should say it's cool to not have sex too if you don't want to. You don't have to force the issue.
Oh yeah, do whatever you want,
but don't expect people to be whatever default you think people are. They're not.
Yeah, there is no default. And don't hold yourself to a default position either.
Right.
That was the whole, that, yeah, that's
right.
The on-ramp.
Fluidity, that's what we're for,
yeah.
Here.
Yeah, listen up here. Identity should be a fluid experience that you construct for yourself on a moment-to-moment basis.
It reminds me of dialectics, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Because the way that it's described is, like, you know, a moving picture, and if you stop it at different points, it's something at that moment, but it can change, and it was maybe something different in the past depending on what lens you're looking at it or yeah. whatever.
I mean, it's really, it really, like, is such a universal trait of a lot of, like, holistic care models, too. Mm-hmm. It's very, it's, you know, like you could find roots in the like power of now communities. Like, you don't even have to take it into like a Hegelian Marxist dialogue. It really is something universal that anybody can access it, whether or not you are like interested in the political implications.
Yeah, I just feel like we're maybe speaking to people who are into queer theory, who like understand that concept of fluidity, and then we're also speaking to,
I mean, we're probably talking to people who are like, yeah, moveon.com, I'm already there.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We're still working it out, right?
Yeah. Well, at every moment, and that's the whole point.
That's the point.
Yeah. Constant, like, you know, I'm willing to keep checking in. Yeah. Especially when it seems like the entire nation is seeing identity weaponized after like this whole Me Too movement thing, where it's like, you know, we were talking before record about the identity that people adopt of being like a victim.
Oh, right. Before we recorded. Yeah. Yeah. That's such a complicated thing, because of course, it's valid. Like, you are a victim, but I mean, maybe everyone else is too, or like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just difficult to say like what you should do with the status of victimhood, of it being like, oh, well, do we create a justice system that then turns victims into perpetrators of future crimes by like making them the reason why someone would go through like death penalty or something like that.
Right.
And like, where are the boundaries? And, you know, I think that when we start to gender victimhood, or we start to make it like, it's so weird the way that
the way I believe women, for example, is weaponized.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like the whole, and then the way that like people are saying that Elizabeth Warren has like ended the Me Too momentum, or like she's somehow closed the chapter on all of these cases. And, you know, the fact that an article like that could be written, or the fact that like, you know, then Mayor Pete is like the avatar for gay leadership now, as if it's,
I love how it's
like
backfiring. That's my favorite.
It's great.
Favorite thing is how through there's math, there's all these stats after Iowa that shows just how little support they have, how little queer support Pete has, and little like people of color support Pete and Elizabeth have, and how Bernie has the majority of women.
Yeah. Like, but it's just crazy, because they're like, you know, Mayor Pete and Herr Warren, they're like
Frowlin Warren.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're there to like splinter the base.
Absolutely. They're spoilers.
Yeah, they're just injected into the race to decrease the momentum of the Bernie campaign. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let it happen, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's insane how obviously calculated it all is, to the point where I was like, my paranoia that I'm sure it's not going to happen, but I was like, full fuck, like, Mayor Pete is just, all of the numbers are going to be like, wow, obviously Bernie Sanders won, and then it's gonna be like, oh no, but Pete is the president just cause.
Well, the thing is, if this is why I plan the trip to Milwaukee, which you're probably coming to.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm gonna drive.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Fuck yes, we don't have to buy a plane ticket, but.
No, we're gonna listen to tunes.
Ugh, fuck, it's gonna rock. I love a road trip.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm gonna eat cashews out of a bag. It's gonna be awesome.
But the reason why I wanna go is like, Bernie needs to win a majority of delegates, of pledged delegates. Or else we're gonna have a contested convention, in which case then the superdelegates will decide the election, which of course they will not give it to Bernie,
of course.
Even if it's clear that he had the majority of pledged delegates. He didn't have the threshold.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. And we got to press the issue. We got to press the issue.
Yeah. And I'm interested to see what happens with the Electoral College vote this time around, because I know after 2016, a lot of states were saying, like, yeah, we really want to opt out of this system, too.
Yes.
So, yes. Like, how much headway actually got made?
Washington or something.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot, but it was sort of this faint glimmer of, like, could we not use this archaic, extremely complicated system that totally overrides the popular vote?
We don't.
I mean, honestly, that's, you know, we're, you know, good luck with the world. Whatever they fucking pull out of their ass is going to be what we have to deal with.
Well, it is amazing, right, that the Bernie campaign was so prepared this time. That's like, because, you know, I flirt with, like, ultra-leftism. I flirt with, like, fuck electoral politics.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. But then there's that Bjork meme that is like, hey, okay, what was the first one is like, you know, voting doesn't matter because it's all a part of, like, you know, corporate elite, like, bourgeois politics. Yeah, yeah. And then the second one is like, I don't know, vote in your local elections because at least, you can talk to your representatives or something. And then the third one is like, while this is absolutely not a fix for anything, like, you should still participate in electoral politics because it's the only stopgap we have between, like, all of these vulnerable communities that could be saved by policies, like, living
just
and
try
dying.
Why not just try anyway?
Yeah, do everything you can. Bernie Sanders is the only person that I've ever donated. I mean, not, sorry, I've donated to local.
But presidential, you mean?
The only presidential candidate I've ever donated to.
Same.
Or done any service for.
Yeah.
I care. I really want this to work out. But I'm also like, I don't know. Either way, it's going to be all right. Either way, because
he's
changed
people. Yeah. He started a seed in people.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is gaining momentum. And if he does see...
And they were so smart. They were so smart to after 2016, they advocated for these reforms to the Iowa caucus system.
Right.
And they made it clear to everybody how fundamentally fucked up this is. And it's coming out. This just came out this morning that it turns out that there's a very, very good chance that for the past, like, 100 years that they've been counting this unfairly, that it's been wrong, that they've been and, like, of course we all know that, but now it's, like, printed in the bourgeois paper of record, New York Times. Like, it's
it just,
like,
makes me think
right there
that, like, that illustration from the Alice in Wonderland books. Do you remember
what is his name? Lewis Carroll.
C.S. Lewis.
Yeah,
or is it? I get all my old timesy.
He was like the tessellation sort of. He was like a math illustrator. That was his whole thing, right? That's Escher.
Yeah. Escher. Yeah, like, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
No, C.S. Lewis was also a math. He was into math, I think, but I don't remember.
I'm just thinking of this illustration of a caucus, and it's like, the drawing is all of these, like, fantasy little teacup creatures, like, running around in circles on a beach.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. And the idea of a caucus that's been handed down from whatever, like, 1902.
Yeah, totally.
Whatever,
okay,
you know what I mean? It's just like, this is like the prototypical
so archaic
thing of a caucus is like the people who lambasted it in previous centuries are saying, like, yeah,
seriously,
I don't know. It's like,
this is wild.
It's like watching a bunch of hermit crabs have a clusterfuck. Like, I have no idea what this is for or what's going on or why we have this.
You know,
and thank
you know
God
what
it's
got
over.
Me too was, you know, as a poll worker for New York, the Iowa folks aren't paid. They're all volunteers.
Yeah. So they took time off of their jobs Because that's all they want to do. That's their thing. And I mean, you know, you can hear this from other podcasts because they go there and they're all like, hi, we're bringing you the truth of Iowa or whatever. I'm like, good, thank you. Because honestly, if people aren't going to places and live streaming this stuff, like, then you can guarantee that you're not getting the correct information.
The Bernie campaign did its super diligence. They took photos of every single site. They did their own account.
Yeah, like, because they know. That's a part of the organization. That's
it's literally
really
a labyrinth.
Like, impressive.
Our electoral system in the United States is insane. Labyrinth.
Why would you want it to be easy though? I mean, Jesus Christ, what if people could just gain power?
And like, that's what's so beautiful about watching this campaign unravel this fucking labyrinth.
Yeah.
Because if they're able to do that, we can do anything.
Yeah, honestly, it's already a victory.
It's already a victory.
Just to have these changes occur.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I love them to bits.
Well, love them. That's what's keeping him alive.
The love.
The love, yeah. Yeah, the
love. It's like
love
a big spirit bomb.
It is.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be like in The Matrix, like in the third one where Neo is like incorporated or whatever, but then his spirit is too strong and it just light bursts out of his eyes and then he destroys the whole program. And like resets the world.
So wonderful.
Yeah. Wow. Bernie's gonna... Neo.
Bernie's Neo.
Yeah. Yeah, Bernie is
the one. Bernie's the one.
Oh my God. What the hell?
We're on one. But that's, I mean, we were going to read a real thing.
Oh, yeah. We can still do that. Should we do it as a little separate readums or should we just tack it on the end?
Why not do a little readums?
A little separate little readums?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be nice. This one is our blah blah, and then we'll have a readums.
Yeah, this one was it was like about like identity politics and then
this one is
electoral
politics. Yeah, I think this is about the general state of how identity and the presidential race have been affecting each other.
Yes.
And then also our personal understanding of the field.
Yes, I think that's nice. And because I mean, I've been just on thinking about this stuff nonstop. Like, it's like really a lot, like with the following the races, because it's like, because when I was like a really little kid, I was really into this stuff. Like, I loved watching
when are you gonna start your political career?
That's what my mom really tried to push me to go into politics. Like they literally like tried to indoctrinate me into these like weird little like conventions for like young girls who are into politics.
Yeah, totally. I know. I have some friends who ended up going to like the junior like it's like the junior state convention or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
They have them in every state.
They bus us
and then
to Albany.
Yeah, and then you pretend to be a senator or a representative, and then you all like vote on bills and stuff. And it's
so stupid.
It's adorable. I think it's really cute.
But I think what ended up happening was I
got too radical. I smoked too much dust.
But I didn't. I don't know what happened. I think I just wanted to be an artist.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to be an artist.
I don't wanna rule nothing. You can't make me.
And I got really and then when I got older I got really mad at Obama and then I was just like, fuck the system, I'm an anarchist.
Oh, that's cute.
I know, stupid. Well, I wasn't. I was just like, I wasn't like, fuck the system, I'm an anarchist. I was like, I'm going to join this Occupy Wall Street stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Occupy Wall Street was great.
Yeah, I think it was mostly good. That
I had
happened.
So much hope back then. I was like making posters with my friend Lily, and we really hated the NDAA. When we were making, and yeah, so I made these designs that were like, no defense against arrest.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna wheat paste this, but I'm scared. Oh. I'm really gonna change things.
Wow.
But like, people are gonna see this and they're gonna be like, oh, I don't want the NDAA either. Whoa.
Yo, I fucking, when I was a teenager, I loved Banksy.
Oh, God.
I loved it.
Oh, God. It's kind of neat that Banksy has made it this far.
It's kind of wild.
Yeah, I'm impressed, actually.
Oh.
So I look at it and I'm like, wow, this meets none of my aesthetic criteria.
Yeah, no, it's so stupid.
It's just nothing about it does anything for me.
It looks bad.
Yeah, it looks like a greeting card. It's like,
it does.
Oh, I put a greeting card stamp on the Gaza Strip or whatever, and now like I'm really and now yeah. I and then I sold a painting of a monkey parliament. It's like,
I mean, it's just like bird brained, sort of like.
Well, hey,
easy.
Hey. A lot of people like Banksy.
I loved it. I just said that I loved it.
I know.
When I was
and
a teenager.
I said that I hated it. And now I'm defending.
What the fuck?
Welcome to the spin room, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then I got some fucking taste and a clue.
Yeah. Yeah. We just got to get mean so that we can start contending with the other pods. Yeah.
Mean.
I'm mean too. I hate
where I
the
think I think
popular
that is,
art.
I that is really interesting that we're just sort of like the fluidity podcast. We're just sort of like, we just take people's points and we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And this too. And then this too.
Right.
And then this maybe
we're
what
sort
if
of,
this happened?
We're sort of like the little drain in the kitchen sink. And when you pull it up, we're like, today there's some beans in there.
Gross. It's gross, but it's
yeah,
cool.
It's cool. Oh my gosh. Wow. I've never seen molds grow like that before.
Yeah, fungus. I love funguses, Dad.
Yeah. Well, fungus is where it's at, you know? Like, I think it's safe to say we're anti-arborealists here.
Don't worry, you're safe.
Yeah. Look, I didn't want to share that with just anybody. I feel safe here to say trees, they're going in the wrong direction.
Look, the trees will use the funguses to try to communicate with each other though.
Yeah, but the thing is the fungus operates without the tree.
That's
so
true.
By no means are we a tree centric
no
pod
no
like
no.
Like the trees are gonna have to
this is
have
the pod,
to
this
accept...
is the podcast for the humongous fungus.
Yeah that's like, right
yeah that's right.
It's all horizontal from here on out. Babies and gentle freaks.
All right, I guess that's it. Let's have fun.
Let's have fun.
I care if you have an aeroplane that can fly the world and we can have a fantasy. It doesn't matter if you drive a limousine. It really doesn't matter if you drive for galaxy. I really don't care if you just drive a truck. I care if you just drive a limousine. It doesn't really matter if you drive a Ferrari. I really don't care because I just love you. Let's have fun. Lots of fun. Let's have fun. Lots of fun.